I don't think really could do anything too much differently. Did what we could. It's a dangerous mountain. You have to be constantly aware of what the mountain's throwing at you, and when it's time to alter your plan, you just can't go about climbing a mountain like K2 in a single-minded hell-bent manner. You know, you have to be constantly aware of the conditions and of your own. Of your own condition, your own strength, and when things aren't going the way they should, you need to alter your plan, and hopefully, you do that early enough that you can still survive, get down.
Why were you able to do that? Nobody else, all those other guys weren't.
Well, I think that, it was probably somewhat because we were kind of at the end of the line on the summit day, that we had a perspective of the mountain visually that the other people didn't have, perhaps. I think that's probably the most significant thing.
Did you have a different attitude than they did, or did?
It's hard to say. I think that. Perhaps maybe we had a little bit more cautious attitude than a few of the people. There were several people that that summited that had been up there two or three other times. I think you get to a point where you push a little bit harder on subsequent tries if you haven't summited. You hang out there a little bit more each time.